Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 213. Here is the extracted text from the image Poll of the Jury, which was then in progress and not finished. Indeed, so great was the noise and confusion without that the court heard the responses of the jurors during the polling with some difficulty. The court was about 15 feet from the jury. In the courtroom was the jury, lawyers, newspaper men, and officers of the court, and among them there was no disorder. The polling of the jury is an important part of the trial. It is inconceivable that any juror, even if the verdict was not his own, to announce that it was not, in the midst of the turmoil and strife without. The exhibits J to AA inclusive are hereby made a part of this ground, and the court will err if it does not grant a new trial on this ground. 67. Because the court erred in failing to charge the jury that if a witness knowingly and willfully swore falsely in a material matter, his testimony shall be rejected entirely, unless it be corroborated by facts and circumstances of the case or other creditable evidence. The court ought to have given this charge, although no written request was formally made therefor, for the reason that the witness Jim Conley, who testified as to aiding Frank in the disposal of the body, was attacked by the defendant as utterly unworthy of belief. And he admitted upon the stand that he knew that he was lying in the affidavits made by him with reference to the crime and before the trial. Especially ought this charge to have been given, because the court, in his charge to the jury, left the question of the credibility of witnesses to the jury without any rule of law to govern them in determining their credibility. 68. Because the court permitted to be read to the jury over the objection of the defendant made at the time the testimony was offered, that same was immaterial, irrelevant, incompetent, and not binding upon Frank, a part of an affidavit made by the witness Manola McKnight, as follows. Mrs. Frank gave me $3.50 last week, and 1 week she paid me $5. Up to the time of this murder, I was getting $3.50 per week and the week right after the murder/30.